Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNCA. It's the official start of the high school basketball season. We're now joined by the Horton Chargers girls basketball coach, Bailey Lanter, in her first year at the helm, taking over a team that won 13 games a year ago, and one of their better finishes, certainly, in recent memories. But Coach Lanter now taking over this Chargers program as they'll start the year on Friday night at home against Atchison County. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and congrats on taking over this program. I think the expectations should be a little bit up there for you guys, just in terms of how the season went a year ago and in terms of the number of wins and what you got coming back in terms of production. How are you feeling going into this year taking over this program?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Brandon. I'm optimistic. I'm excited for what, you know, we have in front of us. I think it's going to be, we're going to experience some challenges for sure. Sorry, we got our bell there playing a little background music for us.
Yeah, just keep going with it. It's all good.
Some competitive mood there. But no, I'm excited. I think we've got some challenges in front of us, you know, with the new system and, you know, some new ways of doing things. So I think the girls have really kind of embraced that, which gets me excited for what we're capable of achieving this season. So.
Yeah, a couple seniors certainly lost and are going to be missed. You know, Carly Huffless, Piper Chartier, certainly keys to the program and success over the last couple of years. But again, a lot of players return with a good amount of experience. You know, I look at, you know, a Kara Covers Up, a JoJo Switch. They've been on the floor for the last couple of years. Who are some players you're kind of most excited about seeing here in the early going?
I would say that, you know, I've really looked forward to what we have seen out of Kansas Keough and Marlissa Banks. They've been a really good duo to bring back this season. That's been really a good start of practice for them. And then Kara Covers Up has been a real key for us coming back here. You know, bringing in some good leadership as a senior this year. So that's been exciting to see her kind of step into that leadership role. You know, I think we have a good core that we're going to be able to build around. We've got some younger girls stepping in and really doing some good things here to start. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those kind of core girls and what they can provide as far as experience and leadership.
You guys are going to have a good mix as well in terms of seeing some league opponents and then some non-league games here in the first few weeks before we hit the holiday break, and the season starts for you guys on Friday at home against Atchison County. They had a tough go against Jackson Heights in their opener earlier in the week, but what are you looking to see from your team? You mentioned a new system, so just kind of implementing that and just getting things going. What do you want to see out of your team on Friday night when you open the year at home against Atchison County?
Well, I have told my girls kind of from day one that, you know, I'm looking for us to play kind of some rough and tough basketball, and that's really what I'm hoping to see out of them on Friday night, to come out full speed ahead, you know, firing on all cylinders. I know there's going to be hiccups and there's going to be bumps with it being our first night out, you know, those first night jitters and kind of that high energy that comes with that. But I really look forward to kind of the level of intensity that I'm hoping our girls will bring. You know, we want to be aggressive. We want to be on the attack. So I'm looking forward to seeing it kind of all come together in that game, like, or in that game situation versus what we've been seeing in practice when, you know, game-like situations are sometimes hard to recreate.
There it is. That is Bailey Lanter joining us, the Horton girls basketball coach, first year at the helm. Chargers, again, 13 wins a year ago, returning some good pieces, looking to get things going in the right direction. In the opener on Friday night, they'll be at home against Atchison County. Well, Coach, again, we can't thank you enough for the time. Excited to talk to you throughout the season, and then, again, do it next week and talk to you after the games against Atchison County and Perry Lecompton.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.